following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah. It's for my lady, Mary Jane. I love you, baby. It's for you. If tomorrow all the weed were gone, or I couldn't find a light, and all I had left was the resin that's in my pipe, I give thanks for all the herb that on this earth was planted, and I swear I'd never again take my weed for granted. And I'm proud to be a stoner, don't you dare fucking judge me. Drink and smoke your cigarettes, leave me with my weed. Won't you stand next to me and defend the lady of the flame? 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love the herb. God bless the Mary Jane. From the dispensaries in California to the retail shops in Colorado, we're firing up dabs and doobies. We're all gonna get fucking blotto. From Seattle to LA, over to Denver, then to Boston. We're blazing up from coast to coast, 'cause weed is fucking awesome. I'm proud to be a stoner, don't you dare fucking judge me. Drink and smoke your cigarettes, leave me with my weed. Won't you stand next to me and defend the lady of the flame? 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this herb. God bless the Mary Jane. To be a stoner, don't you dare fucking judge me. Shove your judgment up your ass, leave me with my weed. Won't you stand next to me and defend the lady of the flame? 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this herb. God bless the Mary Jane. Oh, God, I got a fucking beautiful voice.
Oh, this is kind of cool.
Stoner. You can put your weed in there.
Stoner, Jesus.
Oh, check this out.
Oh, yeah, that's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's my Greg here, Poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh man.
You're gay. There's no fags in the church.
Oh! Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit. Yes, indeed. Words are my shit. I have forgotten how beautiful St. Pierre's voice was. Is. I think he's still alive, I guess. He sent me a text. At least I think it's from him. I will attempt to read it here momentarily. Apparently he doesn't leave voicemails anymore. Why, I don't know. Maybe there's something wrong with the phone system. Phone lines are open. 1-347-414-WEED. They're listening live. By the way, I'm Stoner Jesus. This is High Noon with Stoner Jesus. live on CannabisRadio.com, June 30th, 2017. I'm on Twitter at StonerJesus420. You can email the show, StonerJesus420 at gmail.com. We're also all over the Facebook. Facebook page. Facebook.com/StonerJesus420. Or search Disciples of Stoner Jesus to find our group for the show. That's where the hardcore fans of the show hang out. Disciples of Stoner Jesus on the Facebook. Aaron chilling in the chat area on Spreaker so far. If you listen to this on podcast, there's many ways to do that. StonerJesus.net, CannabisRadio.com, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, iTunes, on Patreon as well. Patreon.com/StonerJesus420. You just get the theme. You know, the Twitter and the Facebook and the Patreon. StonerJesus420. Come support the show. All kinds of rewards, shout outs, like Joe Destruction, who I believe is in the hospital right now. According to his Facebook, he has an ear infection. I told him he got ear aids from listening to the dumb podcast. Get it? I know you do. You can check out his Brett Anthony Rock Show as well. Search Brett Anthony Rock Show on Facebook. I believe it's BA Rock Show on Twitter. Follow Joe Destruction on Twitter. He's a supporter on Patreon. The first Drunken Live prank call podcast is up there for subscribers. Also, we're building the archives. So far, we got stuff from 2009. I think pretty much, well, most of the shit from 2011 is up there. I'll keep adding. You know, after we get 2011 posted, I'll put 2012, and then 2013, you know, they go in order. The years. They tend to go in order. So that's the order I'm going to take them in. I don't know if I have any episodes from 2010. I haven't run across any yet. It was back in the Blog Talk Radio days, and a lot of technical shit fucking going on, especially back then. I was lucky to even be on the air. Blog Talk Radio sounded like shit. It still sounds like shit. Think they'd fix it, but no. It is what it is, I guess. So anyway, welcome everybody. I'm going to tell you about what's coming new to the Patreon here in a minute. Also kind of read, if you can call it that, this text from St. Peter. First problem is there's a lot of extra letters. I mean, there's so many extra letters. I had to read it like 16 fucking times to figure out, to get the gist of what he's saying. As I say, we'll get to that momentarily. You can find our videos on the Facebook. I just mentioned the Facebook. Got a bunch of videos up there. Go check them out. We're on YouTube as well. Go check that out. There's all kinds of things going on. If you go to stonerjesus.net, you can find links to all this stuff. So it's very easy. Forget everything I just said. Go to stonerjesus.net. You will find the links. It'll redirect you to our Podbean site. It's where the latest shows are, links, information, all that stuff. StonerJesus.net. Check that shit out. Now, before we get to the preview of what we got coming, what's coming new to the Patreon and new to StonerJesus.net as well, this text from St. Peter, I assume it's St. Peter. He said, he starts off with, "Hey, this BSP." Hey, this BSP. I guess that's supposed to be like, you know, like from his hip-hop days, I guess. I assume that to mean St. Peter. And the misspellings and the extra letters and the bad everything to follow makes me 99.9% sure that it's St. Peter. From the gist of what I get, he left Canada, where he was, and he made it into the United States. And the means which he used to make it into the United States was smuggled in a truck carrying watermelons. He says, "You know watermelons, they be heavy. I was under watermelons, they be heavy." And there's a lot of extra I's and like G's and shit in there, but I'm trying to disregard those. I think that's what he's getting at. Watermelons, they be heavy. I guess he didn't know that they were heavy, and then when he was laying under a bunch of them to get smuggled from Canada back in the United States, he learned that they do indeed be heavy. So the upshot is St. Peter's back in the United States, which means I guess eventually he'll find his way back here and he wants to start doing lists again. And I gotta be completely honest with you. Can we confab or whatever? Can I confide something into you, the listening audience, the Stern Jesus Show? I really enjoyed St. Pierre not being here. I know what you're saying, but the smell is so much better. I'm so much less annoyed. I'm so much less stressed. I look over there in his booth through the little glass, and there's nobody there. And it gives my heart a feeling of contentment. But now he wants to come back and wants to... I mean, I guess he brings some good content to the show, but is it really worth all that? Is it worth the stress and the smell and... Well, the stress and the smell are, you know, the two main ones. Maybe I'll get lucky and he won't find his way back here. We'll see. But never forget, watermelons, they be heavy. Now, what we got coming to Patreon, and I previewed this a little bit in our Disciples of Stoner Jesus group on Facebook. It's back in the day. Well, I'll start this way. Back in the day, like late 2014, early 2015, I had this idea. I always have ideas for spreading the word about the show and, you know, getting the name and the content in front of people and gathering more fans to the show. So anyway, I had this idea. I was going to do a quote-unquote syndicated newscast called News from On High with Stoner Jesus. I was going to syndicate it to different, you know, online radio stations and shit like that. I think Gas House Radio did so. Joe Destruction had a show back then. He used to play it as well. I didn't post anywhere else. I had syndicated it out to these other places. And we did it for a couple months. The syndication never really picked up more than, you know, those couple of outlets. And I was doing it once a week, and it just wasn't going anywhere. As many of my ideas go, nowhere. I have a lot of ideas. I will say that. So anyway, this is an evolution of that. We stopped doing that, I guess it was January, February 2015. Something like that. Over two and a half years ago. This is something along the same lines. Something called The 420 Story with Stoner Jesus. You know, there'll be a little, you know, production element in the beginning, whatever. You know, introduction. I'll do like a story from the world of marijuana. Maybe a news story, maybe like a person story, maybe a bust, whatever. It'll be marijuana related, more than likely. And I'm going to try to post one. Now, keyword being try. I'm going to try to post one each day, 7 days a week at 4:20 p.m. Eastern Time on stonerjesus.net. Now, will I be able to do 7 days a week? Fuck no. I probably won't even get close. But every day when I'm able, I'm going to post as close to 4:20 as I can get it, 4:20 p.m. Eastern Time on stonerjesus.net. And automatically, you know, feeds to my Twitter or whatever, and then goes into the podcast feeds and Stitcher and all that shit. It'd be the 4:20 story. It'd be, you know, 4 or 5 minutes long, somewhere in there. And it'll be up on stonerjesus.net, available for download and stream for 7 days a week. For those of you who don't get the significance of 7 days a week. Again, that may, you know, depending on what my schedule is, that may be up 8 days, maybe up 9 days, maybe up 12 days. I don't fucking know. Again, it's supposed to be every day, but it's not going to be. And it's supposed to be archived after 7 days, but they might not happen all the time. But basically, it's going to spend 7 days up on stonerjesus.net, free to stream, free to download, whatever. After that, it gets archived on Patreon. So we'll be building another separate archive, not only the Stoner Jesus Show archive itself, but another archive which will be available for, you know, lower pay grade or lower pay plateau or whatever, lower patronage, probably like $3. I may make a separate one that's $4.20. I don't know. But we'll see. When we get to that point, I got to start doing them first, and then I'll have something to archive. So right now there's nothing. The archive for the 4:20 story doesn't exist because I haven't done any yet. So I'll post those. They'll be archived on Patreon. Another way to try to get people into the reward system of Patreon and supporting the show and get another stream of revenue. We get more revenue. We can get better equipment. We can get more advertising. We start doing the show more often. We can do more content. And the circle continues. Get more patrons. Do more content. And, you know, one day I used to do the show 5 days a week. And if the finances are there and I'm able to, I can do that. Fuck, I can sit here all day. I don't care. I'll sit here all day with you motherfuckers. And shoot this shit. Anybody says anything, I say, look, I'm back, I'm making money. Go away. I got this shit going on. I know what's up. I know what's happening. So the 420 story, probably going to start next week in July. Maybe after July 4th, I don't know. Maybe I'll do like a July 4th launch. That sounds good. We'll see. We'll fucking see. I look forward to that. Go check out our Patreon. A bunch of rewards. I'll decide after we get a couple, you know, after we get this thing going up on StonerJesus.net, people are listening. Then we'll start thinking about, you know, how the archive's going to work and the cost and that kind of shit. There's more content. You got all the videos up on Facebook. We did all the podcasts and just doing all kinds of shit. There's thousands and thousands of hours of Stoner Jesus Show content. The archives alone are going to be incredible. And Patreon, they say, man, it's unlimited storage. We're going to see. That's like the all you can eat buffet. We're going to see how much we can, how far we can push that. This is High Noon with Stoner Jesus. We're live on CannabisRadio.com. June 30th, 2017. Aaron says he's not sure about doesn't know much about the other characters. Yeah, St. Pierre's been gone a while. Like a long while. So I said, it's so much better. It's so much better. Those of you listening on the podcast, though, of course, you heard the St. Pierre singing the awesome God Bless the Mary Jane before the show. I think we have something else with St. Pierre to start the second hour. St. Pierre's Bachelor Audition. He did a lot of auditions for, you know, commercials and reality shows. And, well, I have all those as well. Luckily, I recorded all this shit. It's very helpful that I recorded everything we did. That's why I have thousands and thousands of archives, hours of archives I'm going to put up on Patreon. Patreon.com/StonerJesus420. Stay tuned, motherfuckers, coming up. I haven't even told you what we got today. That's how fucking just discombobulated I am. Gather it all. Gather myself. Center myself. Coming up after the break. This date in Stoner history has a July 4th-ish theme. Also, weed news. A lot of stuff going on. Stuff going on in Utah and Florida and Nevada and many other states. In the second hour, we have an Antichrist update. A lot of stuff going on in the world of the Antichrist. And if you don't know who the Antichrist is, well, I really got to question your life. Isn't that something you should know? Shouldn't you be prepared for the coming of the Antichrist? It dawned on me today. We've been tracking the Antichrist for 4.5 years now. 4.5 years we've been doing this. That's we gotta fucking kick it into gear sometime. Maybe today will be the day. I don't know. We'll check out some other cool shit from around the interwebs as well. All that's coming up on High Noon with Stoner Jesus. We're here for 2 hours. Enjoy it. While you can. Who knows? I might get hit by a bus tomorrow. I'm hoping not. But it's possible. Then who will do my show? No one. You will die like me under the wheels of a bus. High Noon with Stoner Jesus. Live on CannabisRadio.com, June 30th, 2017. We'll be back, hoes.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about a great sponsor of the show, CoreLore 420. Check out CoreLore420.com. CoreLore420.com, or simply click that CoreLore banner on StonerJesus.net. They have extraction filter bags that are 100% silk. Get no blowouts, higher yields, and a cleaner product. Plus, silk gives you a concentrate with the best flavor. It retains the terpenes and will preserve the richest of aromas. If you want the purest product possible, then silk is for you. Go check out CoreLore. Click that CoreLore banner on StonerJesus.net to check out their extraction filter bags. Make sure you use promo code StonerJesus10. That's all one word, StonerJesus and the number 10, for 10% off of any purchase at CoreLore. No minimum purchase necessary. Click that banner on StonerJesus.net. Get to pressing. Get to extracting. Check out CoreLore and their banner on StonerJesus.net. And make sure you use promo code StonerJesus10 to get 10% off of any purchase. Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome sponsor of the show, Kind Soil. Check out the Kind Soil banner on StonerJesus.net or go to KindSoil.com. And also follow at Kind Soil on Twitter. Kind Soil is a 100% organic soil program that feeds your plants from seed to harvest. All you ever do is water your plants. Never use nutrients again. Make sure you check out that Kind Soil banner on stonerjesus.net. Kind Soil allows your plant to feed as it chooses, drink fresh, clean water as it chooses, all while never experiencing burns or growth issues from chemical feeding. Kind Soil produces large, dense flowers soaked in trichomes. Go check it out for yourself, kindsoil.com, or click that Kind Soil banner on stonerjesus.net.
Next to THC and CBD, you can now add CBR to your cannabis vernacular. CBR as in cannabisradio.com.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put different celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is him pink, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. Business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot proved by the man who run High Times. Oh yeah, get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me on crops, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Fuber vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Fuber vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be. The Fuber way.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Fucking ain't right. Listener discretion is advised. You bet your bippy. Hi, new and stern Jesus. Welcome back, everybody, listening live and on podcast. We're live on CannabisRadio.com. We do every Friday, noon Eastern time, right here on CannabisRadio.com. Go check out the myriad of other shows on CannabisRadio.com. There's just fucking tons of them. Tons of them. Hell yeah. Just everybody. From Tommy Chong on down. Just everybody's there. If they're not there, well, then they're nobody. Well, they're somebody, but they're not somebody who's on CannabisRadio.com. In any case, as I said, welcome back, everybody. A lot of stuff going on. We got weed news coming up still in the first hour, but now it is time for this date in stoner history. That's when we go back in stoner history. Find very important milestones, important events, inventions, whatnot, in stoner history. Things that aren't in your history books, because they don't fucking know about it. I know about it. I catalog these things. I'm a storyteller. You might not have heard that about Jesus, but I'm a fucking storyteller. For this date in stoner history, we're going back to 1988. Yeah. That music is supposed to denote the 80s. Oh, yeah. That's nice. That's nice. Anyway, we're going back to 1988, to the state of Florida. Jamel Arlington. Jamel, he knew where to get the hookup on lots of weed. He knew some people. So if Jamel needed a lot of weed, Jamel could get a lot of weed. July 4th was coming up. He thought, you know, before we do the boring bullshit of July 4th, do something cooler. Maybe on, I don't know, June 30th or something. June 30th, 1988. So Jamel had this idea. You're going to get a lot of fireworks. Bunch of fireworks. He's going to take those fireworks. He's going to empty out the explosive powder from them. drain them of their explosive powder and then refill them with weed. He did this with a lot of fireworks. Did it take a long time? Yes, it did. It took a long fucking time. Jamal, he had time on his hands. He didn't have nothing better to do but fill a bunch of explosive fireworks that had been drained of their explosive powder with weed. Because Jamal had an epic idea. What he wanted to do was replace the explosive powder in these fireworks with weed and then light them all off. See, in Jamel's mind, just be a fucking cacophony. A bonfire of weed. Get it all in a room, do it all in a room, hotbox that motherfucker with a bunch of his friends. It'd be the most fucking epic hotbox ever in the world in history up to that time. So Jamel, he spent a lot of time preceding the date, again, June 30th, of what he was going to do. Took a lot of time. Weeks. Weeks. Now, all the fireworks were drained. They were filled with the weed. Everything was ready to go. He gathered all his friends into this room. All the fireworks were in the middle of the room on a table. Gave his friends all lighters, and they all started lighting the wicks of these fireworks. But Jamel had not foreseen one thing. When draining the fireworks of their explosive powder, a residue was left behind. All over the walls of the insides of the fireworks where the powder was. An explosive powdery residue. Well, suffice it to say, there was a lot of smoke. There was a lot of fire. And not all the smoke, because of the explosive powder residue, was breathable. So before long, Jamel and his friends were pouring out of that room, just smoke billowing out through the door that they all came through to the outside, choking. Choking. So their eyes were watering. The fucking fireworks were going off, and there was fucking fire everywhere and smoke, just like this thick fucking smoke just pouring out like water out of this door. Jamel's friends, they're all just choking and looking at each other and just tears streaming down their eyes. And they all turned to Jamel. They all started giving Jamel fucking high fives because that was the most epic motherfucking hot box in the history of all goddamn hot boxes, and it still is. That's why I made this state in Stoner history, not because Jamel was a dumbass and forgot about the fucking the powder residue, because he impressed his friends that day. They never choke like that before or since in any other time they ever smoked any fucking weed ever in their lives. To this day, they all remember Jamel and the time they coughed harder than they ever thought they could cough. They ever thought their lungs could handle. They thought they were going to cough up a lung. They all remember Jamel, and we remember Jamel. This date in Stoner history. This is High Noon with Stoner Jesus. June 30th, 2017. We're live on CannabisRadio.com. We got some weed news coming up. You don't want to miss that shit.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Let me welcome Nick Hexum from 311. We've never heard things like your music when it first came out. It's like to mix the reggae with the punk and all of that together was just such an unusual sound, and we loved it.
We realized we're not going to copy what's on the radio. At the time, it was all grunge that was on the radio, and I said, let's just stick to what we know and wait for culture to come around to us. Hey, it's Nick Hexum from 311, and you're listening to Cannabis Confidential with Dr. Dina on CannabisRadio.com.
Now I'm ready to turn the page on yesterday's epochs down.
Doc, Rob, the concierge for better living.
My guests say Razzie Berry. We're talking about nature, naturopathic medicine, as well as the concept of prevention and preventing disease.
Empower people to live a naturopathic lifestyle. Get to know your body, understand its rhythms, remove toxins, and use natural alternatives whenever possible. 90 to 95% of cancers are due to environment and lifestyle risk factors. That's a huge number. That means that cancer is preventable.
The Concierge for Better Living with Doc Rob. Only on CannabisRadio.com.
Educator, author, and advocate Dr. Mitch Earlywine is here to tackle the burning issues.
Author Catherine Hiller and her great new book, Just Say Yes, Marijuana Memoir. So I love the way you use time in the memoir.
I started at the present time, and I described a visit to my dealer. And then I would go backward in time so that every chapter starts a little bit earlier. I do not feel that marijuana has in any way harmed my life. It certainly hasn't led me to the streets. It's led me to a more joyful life experience.
Burning Issues, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Today I started smoking my weed again. I'm right back where I've really always been. I got over my weed just long enough. Let my probation end. And today I started smoking my weed again. Hey, boy, pass me that joint. Chong's choice.
The Tommy Chong Podcast, only on CannabisRadio.com.
CannabisRadio.com proudly presents the newest and greatest podcast in the galaxy, The Real Dirt with Chip Baker, your insider industry connection to accurate and entertaining information about cannabis technology, production, cultivation, and everything in between. Rolling joints and dropping knowledge about cannabis technology, production, cultivation, and everything in between. The future of legal cannabis has arrived, and we want to give you The Real Dirt with Chip Baker. Look for new episodes at CannabisRadio.com, TheRealDirt.com, or subscribe to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Now, here's cannabis news coverage you can count on. From the Stoner Jesus Show's Cannabis Radio Newsroom, inside the rectory, this is Weed News.
Weed News. Yeah. This time for Weed News, High Noon with Stoner Jesus. Live on CannabisRadio.com, June 30th, 2017. Get our weed news from Cannabis Tweets on Twitter. That's Cannabis Tweets with a Z. Also, do a bit of writing for MarijuanaTimes.org. Read a couple articles about this issue on MarijuanaTimes.org. Nevada, last year, the state of Nevada, voters passed Question 2, which legalized recreational marijuana and the sale of it. So the idea was, basically, in Question 2, there was a stipulation that alcohol distributors would get exclusivity for 18 months to the licenses for delivering the marijuana from the growers to the dispensary. As I've said before, an unnecessary middleman, but, you know, it's whatever. So the thing passed, and none of the alcohol distributors stepped up and expressed any interest, apparently, in being distributors of the marijuana. So then, the tax department of Nevada opened up the licensing process to everybody, you know, more than just the alcohol distributors. Well, that's when the alcohol distributors got pissed off and said, no, look, it says right here we get 18 months exclusivity. And the day they complained about it, the first alcohol distributor actually submitted an application, you know, 6 or 7 months after the fucking passage of question two. They finally submitted an application to get in on delivering the marijuana. And they said it's, you know, fucking completely unnecessary, but it is what it is. And it was making more marijuana more expensive and be transported longer distances and just a bunch of stupidity. So anyway, the alcohol distributors sued. They said, hey, man, you can't let anybody else get these licenses. It's just for us. Judges have been agreeing with them. I think two judges to this point agree that they are right. So the tax department has to include or has to exclude everyone else and just open up the application process to the alcohol distributors who want to become marijuana distributors. So that's upheld. And it looked like the July 1st deadline, if you will, is when medical marijuana dispensaries in Nevada are going to start selling adult use marijuana. You know, early sales before the retail structure gets up and going and retail shops are opened. They will start selling to adults on July 1st. Well, that looked like that was in jeopardy. But now it looks like July 1st, they will start selling medical marijuana dispensaries. There are a lot have been approved in Clark County and elsewhere in the state. If you live in Nevada, you're going to have to fucking look it up. I'm not, you know. Do your own goddamn research. The hell you think I am? Fucking library? July 1st, the approved medical marijuana dispensaries will start selling adult use marijuana. They won't be able to have any delivered until some of the alcohol distributors are approved for licenses to distribute marijuana. So they'll be selling from the stock that they already have while they wait for that to happen. Emergency regulations have been passed in Nevada to allow for July 1st retail sales. And it looks like, you know, adult use marijuana will go on sale tomorrow in Nevada. And I think that one of their senators is supposed to be like the first one in line to buy recreational marijuana, which is pretty fucking cool. But, you know, it's a lot of regulation, a lot of rules, long fucking process. But that's what adult use marijuana is going to be. I mean, heavily regulated, heavily taxed. Just, I don't know. Aaron said, did Mexico and Canada just legalize everywhere for medical this week? I know Mexico passed a decree allowing medical, but they don't have an apparatus set up yet. Canada's had medical for a while. They had new regulations put into place, I think, 2 or 3 years ago. And right now it's all, or supposed to be all, like delivery. And the dispensaries are opening up and trying to sell adult use before adult use is actually passed in Canada are being shut down and raided from Toronto all the way to Vancouver. It's a very contentious up in Canada. A lot of shit going on. A lot of shit going on in Nevada. A lot of shit going on in Florida. Also in November 2016, people in Florida passed Amendment 2 legalizing medical marijuana. And in Florida, they passed it with 71%. So the legislature was supposed to get together and create regulations to implement the medical marijuana program. They fucked that up. They adjourned without passing regulations. So then the Department of Health started working on regulations, like base regulations. And then the legislature got back together and decided they were going to pass medical marijuana regulations. And the regulations that they passed included a ban on all smoking. No smoking of medical marijuana in Florida, according to the regulations passed by the legislature. Now, John Morgan, who's an Orlando attorney, very powerful, very rich. He bankrolled the efforts in 2014 and 2016 to pass medical marijuana in Florida. He said he's going to sue, and he says he's going to win because in Amendment 2, it says that public smoking is banned. And by specifically saying public smoking is banned, that implies that private smoking is legal, because otherwise, well, they would just say smoking is banned. But they specified that public smoking was banned, which leaves private smoking to be very legal. So he expects to make quick work. Well, I don't know how quick, but he expects to be successful in restoring the right to smoke to the Florida medical marijuana law, because it's how a lot of people do it. I mean, you know, some people get edibles and vaporizers and all that shit, and that's great. But some people just smoke a bowl. Or they smoke a joint or a blunt or a bong or whatever. I would dare say that's how most people ingest in Florida or anywhere else. Someday that may be different. Someday maybe people, you know, some other way may supplant all the bowl smokers and the bong smokers and all them. But so far, not yet. But again, government is getting involved, and they fuck it up. They're doing the same thing in Massachusetts. They're jacking up. They're changing rules that people voted on in Massachusetts for adult use. Excuse me. They're jacking up taxes. They're attempting to fucking destroy what voters voted on in Massachusetts. Crazy shit. This next story. Let me get a drink here. Hold on. This next story comes from DenverPost.com. In Colorado Springs, the Trump administration's tough talk on marijuana is creating an unusual alliance. Pot smokers and the conservative Koch political network. Mark Holden, one of the influential network's top leaders, decried President Donald Trump's administration for returning to, quote, harsh sentencing era of the war on drugs. You're never going to win the war on drugs. Drugs won, he told reporters, as the network opened a three-day retreat Saturday at the Broadmount Resort in Colorado Springs. For those of you who don't know the Koch brothers, they're very much vilified and demonized by many because they give a ton of money to mainly Republican causes and Republican candidates. Charles Koch, who's one of the brother duos, they're both worth almost $50 billion, is out in Kansas, runs a bunch of fucking businesses, makes a ton of fucking money. But contrary to popular belief, Charles Koch is actually very libertarian in his beliefs. There's a podcast called Freakonomics. You all have probably heard the book. The podcast is very popular. Anyway, this guy from Freakonomics, the podcast, he interviewed Charles Koch. It was two parts, about an hour and a half. And it's really interesting to hear what he believes. Sometimes it really doesn't translate into like the candidates that maybe he should give to. Like you would think he'd give to more libertarian candidates, but he doesn't seem to want to do that. But the interesting thing is he advocates for a lot of things that would harm his business. So they would take profits away from his business, but he advocates for them because he believes the government should have less power. You know, many people know that a lot of the regulations and shit that are in place for businesses are actually there. They're written and they're supported by big companies because those regulations keep out their smaller competitors. Whether it's minimum wage laws or, you know, excessive regulation or excessive taxes, that puts a barrier on that industry. See, McDonald's doesn't give a shit. Walmart doesn't give a shit about regulations or any of that because they can afford it. But what it does is if there's some smaller competitor, like maybe somebody who's regional, maybe they have better customer service, maybe they're more on the ball, maybe they're more online, maybe they have other, you know, comparative advantages when compared to like a Walmart or McDonald's or whoever leads an industry, those people can't survive because they're crushed by the regulations and taxes and minimum wage laws and OSHA laws and all other shit that a place like Walmart can absorb. They can absorb those costs because they're huge. And it's the same thing with the Koch brothers. If, you know, they could support a lot of regulations that would help them and make them a ton of money, but they don't because it's not, in the long run, it's not going to be helpful. In the long run, it's not going to be helpful to suppress the overall economy. It's really interesting. Go check out Freakonomics Radio, the podcast. They're on, you know, Stitcher and iTunes and all that shit. It's a really interesting two-part interview with Charles Koch. But anyway, speaking of libertarian tendencies, the Koch brothers are very, you know, anti-prohibition, as evidenced by this story. He references it, too, in the podcast that, you know, he doesn't do drugs. He's never done drugs. He doesn't think people should do drugs. But that's a totally different question from saying someone should be a criminal because they do something in the privacy of their own home. They shouldn't. And that's the point. A lot of people are like that. In fact, most people who smoke or support marijuana legalization, they don't use cannabis on a regular basis. And a lot of them think that nobody should. A lot of them think it's dumb. But they can have that opinion, but that opinion cannot be law. can't infringe on the rights of someone who's not infringing the rights of someone else because you think they should stop doing something. A little fact that we've lost in this country. We decided, yes, the government can do it. Tell us what to do. Yes. Speaking of medical marijuana, in Utah, medical marijuana advocates have officially filed to get a medical marijuana measure on the Utah ballot in 2018. A lot of people with sick kids who are tired of the legislature in Utah doing nothing. It's a very benign medical marijuana bill. It would allow no smoking and no home growing. This would just be like the sale or whatever, or sharing of edibles and vaporizers and things of that nature. Very limited, but I guess people who are behind it feel that it's enough for now. I don't know. It just seems like as time goes on, we go for less and less. Used to be a time we just thought, oh, well, you know, weed is illegal, just take that law away, and now weed's legal, and that's it. That's not the way it's going to be. It's going to be heavily restricted, heavily regulated, heavily taxed. I mean, weight limits and transfer limits and seed to sale and records and archives and the whole fucking nine yards, whether it's medical marijuana or adult use, no matter what state it's in. I say it every week now. The system we'll have will be better than the prohibition, but it'll be nowhere near what it could be. We'll never see the full potential of the legal marijuana industry. We'll never get close to it. For all the billions that are being made in Colorado and Washington, we'll never, ever get close to the full potential of the industry. There's going to be too many rules, too many restrictions. No home growing. Why? Why? I hope that sick fucking person has a way to get to the dispensary and has the money to buy it and all that. Because they sure shit can't do it at home. And again, a no smoking thing. Oh, you can't smoke. Smoking's bad for you. Listen, first of all, that's their fucking decision. But is smoking marijuana worse than their ailment? No. Not in the least, and it helps their ailment. As I wrote about this issue for MarijuanaTimes.org, the analogy I used is like, say there's a group of people in a burning building. And like to say that, you know, like medical marijuana patients can't smoke. There's a group of burned people in this burning building. The fire department gets on the bullhorn and they say, look, you know, we're just going to use a little bit of water. We know you guys are burning in there. We want to help you, but we're going to hold back on the water. We're just going to use a little bit because we're afraid if we use too much water, you're going to drown. The people inside that building would say, I don't give a fuck about drowning. I'll take the risk, even though it's not really a risk at all. Who's ever fucking drowned when a fire department was putting out a fire in a burning building that they were in? But they're going to say, you know what? No, I vote for the full amount of water you can give us. All the water. We want all of the water. All of the water come pouring down and raining down on us right now. Maybe some gets in our lungs. Maybe we choke a little bit. We'll be fine. We'll be okay. We would like the full water, please. Not a little bit of water that you think is good. And so it makes no fucking sense. They're going to save these people from the horrors of smoking marijuana by restricting access to the medicine they need for whatever they have, PTSD or cancer or chronic pain or irritable bowel syndrome or, you know, some vomiting, nausea disease. No, we're going to, for their own good, for their own good. Government's always doing what's for your own good. Out in California, talking about a possible ban on T-shirts and other merchandise that would, under Proposition 64, another adult use measure passed last November, this is the time in the aforementioned California, that they're going to ban like dispensaries and places like that from advertising on T-shirts and hats to, you know, again, for the children. Because if a child sees a doobie on a hat, they're going to say, hey, I want to smoke doobies. You got a doobie? Can I have a doobie? I want to smoke a doobie right now. I'm only 11 years old, and it's illegal for you to give me a doobie, but I just saw a fucking doobie on your hat, so I want a doobie and smoke a doobie. It's fucking... And as I point out, I've seen candy-flavored vodka commercials on fucking Comedy Central in the middle of the afternoon. But they're worried about someone seeing some weed on a T-shirt. A kid, a child, an impressionable youth. sees a Cheech and Chong t-shirt, and they're like, hey, you know, Tommy Chong's got a little thought bubble. He's like, hey, why don't you go down to fucking, you know, Johnny's Pot Shop and get some Chong's Choice? And that child who saw that t-shirt, they'll forever be led down a path of death and destruction. In 3 years, they'll be dead in a gutter with a heroin needle hanging out of their arm. But again, it's all the same theme. It's all become the same theme. More restrictions. They've talked about billboard bans in California because of the kids. What if a kid sees a billboard with weed on it? So what? What if a kid sees a billboard with a big bottle of Jim Beam on it? They say, Daddy, I want to try some Jim Beam. You say you're not 21. You're not having any fucking Jim Beam. I'm an adult. I can take shots of Jim Beam. You're a child. You cannot. That's life. There's tons of things that kids can't do that adults can do. Kids can't vote. Kids can't go to war. Kids can't drive. They can't drink alcohol. They can't consent to a contract. They can't consent to sexual relations with an adult. The list goes on and on of the things that kids cannot do that adults can. They see a fat nugget on a billboard or a shirt. Say, that looks cool. Yeah. Explain them what marijuana is if they don't know. And explain to them, you know, it's illegal. I don't want you doing it. Blah, blah, blah. Whatever. It's your choice. It's your kid. I'll tell you what. It's the best thing they can experiment with. If you're talking about drugs or alcohol or sex or anything else, I would rather they smoke weed. And most parents would agree with that sentiment. Go check out other weed news stories. My fucking voice is going. This is not bode well because we have another hour coming up. So hopefully it returns. Coming up in the second hour, we have St. Peter's Basketball Edition to kick things off after the break. So give me a few minutes to restore my voice. You can check out Cannabis Tweets on Twitter. That's Cannabis Tweets with a Z. And check out MarijuanaTimes.org for my writing. Another great writing. Another great stories. Hour two coming up. High noon with Stoner Jesus live on CannabisRadio.com. It's June 30th, 2017. Go check out StonerJesus.net for all information on the show and the latest podcasts.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another great sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show, NextBardo.com. Check out that headshot banner on StonerJesus.net. They don't have just glass. They have a full line of smoking products, including wood pipes, metal pipes, roll-your-own supplies, pouches, storage, grinders, dab rigs, water pipes, vaporizers, and more. An amazing variety. Check out NextBardo.com. That's NextBardo.com. Or simply click their banner on StonerJesus.net to check them out. There's free shipping on all domestic orders over $20. And free shipping and a free gift with orders over $50. They offer worldwide shipping. Make sure you use discount code StonerJesus. That's all one word, StonerJesus, to get 10% off your first order at NextBardo.com. 18 plus only. Please click that headshot banner on StonerJesus.net. Make sure you use discount code StonerJesus. Stoner Jesus, all one word, and get 10% off your first order at Next Bardo. Check them out, another awesome sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show. The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods, everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to Hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere, but it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having temptations.
From dabs to chivas, sativas to indicas, we roll out a whole concentrate of fresh new content every week. It's like going from the greenhouse to the dispensary. CannabisRadio.com.
Do you want to get in on the booming cannabis industry? With New Frontier Data, we give industry insiders the power of big data analytics to help navigate this rapidly growing and changing landscape. New Frontier's tools help you make critical decisions based on the facts. Our industry analyst reports reveal the best opportunities, our custom research engagements deliver answers to the most difficult questions, and our cutting-edge big data platform, Equio, puts real-time information and answers you need right at your fingertips. Go to www.equio.io and sign up for your free membership today. That's EQUIO.io to sign up now. The power of real-time big data is now in your hands. Run with New Frontier and let us help you conquer the wild.
Are you disturbed by the prescription medication commercials on television and their endless list of side effects? They go on, and you end up having to take multiple pills to counteract the problems caused by the first pill. It never ends. Have you looked into CBD as a more natural option? At Saturn Ranch, we produce all-natural CBD topicals and THC-infused edibles. Premium lab-tested hemp-derived CBD is the most important ingredient in our products. From topical balms, salt scrubs, bath-soaking salts to tinctures and edibles, you're sure to find something to help. Family-owned and operated, we at Saturn Ranch believe in and use our products daily. Don't put anything on your body that you wouldn't put in your body. SaturnRanch.com.